This is WPFP AM Park Falls, a Civic Media radio station.
Oh, Lord. dark side of me. Love remains a drug that's high enough to feel. But did you know that when it snows, my eyes become large and the light that you shine can't be seen. A man can tell you so much he can say. You remain my power, my pleasure, my pain, baby. To me, you're like a grown addiction that I can't deny. Won't you tell me, is that healthy, baby? Did you know that when it snows, my eyes become a light and the light that you shine can't be seen? So much a man can tell me, so much he can say. You remain my power, my pleasure, my pain. To me you're like a grown addiction that I can't deny. Now won't you tell me, is that healthy, baby? But did you know that when it snows, my eyes become a large and the light that you shine can't be seen?
FM sounds like this.
Stop me up, but never stop, never. bleach blonde tramp, and she's probably getting thirsty. Right now, he's probably buying her some fruity little drink, cause she can't shoot whiskey. Right now, he's probably up behind her with a pool stick, showing her how to shoot a combo. And he don't know. Some white trash version of Shania karaoke. Right now, she's probably saying I'm drunk, and he's a thinking that he's gonna get lucky. Right now, he's probably dabbing on $3 worth of that bathroom polo. Oh, and he don't know that I dug my key into the side of this pretty little souped up four-wheel drive.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Just 90 days before the 2024 election, the state of Georgia took actions which could impact the outcome, launching a controversial webpage to cancel voter registrations and allowing county election board members to potentially disrupt election certification. The Georgia Secretary of State's office launched its Voter Registration Cancellation Portal August 5th, allowing voters moving out of state to cancel their voter registration or to cancel the registration of someone else, such as a deceased family member. An immediate glitch, fixed within a short time, disclosed a voter's date of birth, driver's license number, and last four Social Security digits, the information used to cancel the registration. The bigger concern is that bad actors could use the portal to cancel registrations for partisan reasons, provided they had all or part of that information. Changes in Georgia law have already made it easier for activists to challenge a voter's eligibility at the polls. The Georgia State Election Board voted 3-2 August 6th to allow individual members of county election boards to conduct a reasonable inquiry of their own before certifying an election. Democracy groups say the rule's vague language allows partisans to throw the election process into chaos and litigation and could delay outcomes or disenfranchise voters. President Trump praised the decision at his Atlanta rally. We have local reporting and groups taking action at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Northern Wisconsin weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, partly sunny, highs around 66, northwest winds up to 20. For tonight, partly cloudy with lows in the mid-40s. Mid-70s and sunshine for Sunday. A little warmer on Monday, back to the upper 70s, and we'll be near 80 on Tuesday.
Right now, it's 52.
Life is a mystery. Everyone must
is your choice for the 80s, 90s, and more. 103.1 FM.
Too much. In platform double suede, yeah, there she was. Like disco lemonade. Yeah. I smell sex and can't end it here. Who's that lounging in my chair? Who's that casting devious stares in my direction? Mama, this surely is a dream. I smell sex and can't hear. Yeah. Who's that lounging in my chair? Who's that casting devious stares in my direction? Mama, this surely is a dream. This must be my dream.
103.1 FM.
You like a knife if the gift becomes the fight.
90s, and more. 103.1 FM. 103.1 FM.
Northern Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. For today, partly sunny. Highs around 66. Northwest winds up to 20. For tonight, partly cloudy with lows in the mid-40s. Mid-70s and sunshine for Sunday. A little warmer on Monday, back to the upper 70s, and we'll be near 80 on Tuesday.
Right now, it's 52.
There
is 103.1 FM.
Southern train only yesterday. You lied. Shake it up.